Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from INS Law.
Hello?
Hello, Stephen.
Yeah?
Hi, Stephen. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law, said in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Hiya. Hello?
Hello, Stephen, are you there?
Aye, can you hear me?
Aye, yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah. Can you hear me?
Aye. Yeah, I can hear you.
That's good, sir. Yeah, my name is Aaron. I'm calling you from INS Law in regards to your application through the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Hello, sir, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. The line did just drop out then. Is everything okay now?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear fine now.
Yeah, yeah, perfect, okay. Yeah, so you were speaking to my colleague Francesca on WhatsApp an hour or so ago.
Yeah,
we've got you penciled in for 12 o'clock just to go through the application process with yourself. Obviously, yeah, it's going to take around about 30 minutes, this phone call. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect, sir. So before we do begin, I just need to confirm your details for data protection purposes. So I've got your name here as Stephen Johnson.
Uh-huh, that's it.
And Stephen, what is your date of birth, please?
The 6th of March, 1990.
Okay, and do you have a middle name, Stephen?
James,
that's same as mine. okay, Stephen. What is your home address, please?
It's Ningainer Avenue.
Say that again, sorry, sir.
Ningainer Avenue.
Is it 19?
Number 9.
Oh, number 9. Right, and then how am I spelling your road name, sir?
It's G-A-Y.
Yep.
N-O-R.
N-O-R.
Avenue.
Aye. Perfect. Okay. And what town is that in?
Lonehead. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Okay. Okay. And what's the postcode to that address, please, sir?
It's Echo Hotel 20.
Yep.
Bing Lima Uniform.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Okay, and the best way to get in contact with you, Stephen, is obviously phone call, I can guess, is applicable. Are we okay to send you any SMS texts?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Okay, and is email okay as well?
Yes.
Yep, okay, not a problem. If for whatever reason we need to send anything out by post, is postal service okay too?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, sir, are you there?
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, and Stephen, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No, okay, not a problem. And for your application, Stephen, would you like to nominate a beneficiary, just in case anything happens to yourself?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Sorry, yeah, you there? The line just keep dropping a little bit, you see.
Hey, what do you mean?
So beneficiary in regards to kind of next of kin or so. So if anything was to happen to you for any unfortunate reason, the Scottish Redress Scheme, when they do pay out the compensated funds, if anything happens to yourself, would you like to nominate for them funds to go to somebody else close to you?
Yeah, my partner.
Your partner? Yes, okay. What is your partner's name, please?
It's Michelle Gallagher.
Michelle Gallagher?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's Michelle's date of birth, please?
It's the 18th of the 10th, 1995.
So that's the 15th of the 10th, 1995?
No, 18th.
Oh, 18th, sorry, my bad.
18th of October.
Yeah, okay. And what's Michelle's contact number, please?
Two seconds, I'll get it.
Yep, not a problem.
It's 477.
Yep.
27.
Yep.
088.
Yep.
362.
07727 088362.
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. And does your partner live with you, or does your partner live at a separate address?
Yeah, she lives with me.
Okay, that's a problem. So I can pop them details.
That's from through
the beneficiary. Okay. When it comes to the types of application you can go for, Stephen, there's two types of payments you can receive. You can receive a fixed payment of up to £10,000. That just solely is based on £10,000 that you've been settled out in regards to your application, or you can go for an individually assessed payment, which is compensation that you can receive up to £100,000, which where you know they can dive deeper into what happened to you during your time in care. Obviously, I can't recommend or advise what is what you know, what choice for you to make, but what I can advise is obviously going for the £100,000. Up to £100,000, shall I say, is more beneficial for yourself because it's more than likely that you can be rewarded more than £10,000. So what would you prefer to go for?
Well, I would, to be honest, I'd rather go for the one that's more beneficial.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously, my advice, obviously, I'd say the most beneficial one is the up to £100,000. Obviously, you know, for whatever has happened to you during your time in care, which we'll dive deeper into, I'm sure you know you'd be more than applicable for you know £10,000. So we'll go with the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for clarification, have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves for an advance payment at all?
No.
Are you there, sorry, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. It's just certain moments. It just drops a little at all.
Ah, sorry, I don't know. Master.
No, that's all good.
What did you say there?
I'm just. Just for clarification, have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves for like any sort of advance payments or anything?
No.
Okay. And was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What was the name that you was known by in care?
Oh no, sorry. I thought you meant I know the names of the people in care.
Was you known or titled a different name other than Stephen Johnson during your time in care?
No.
Okay. Have you legally changed your name at any time? For example, by deed poll, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Not a problem. And Stephen, what I'll need to do is I just need to grab the name of your mother and father. The only reason for that is because obviously when you're in care, with you being under the age of 18, some of your social services files are filed under your parents' names. So when we request for them records, we'll need to provide them names as well. So am I able to just grab them off yourself, please?
Yeah, my father's died when I was three, so it's been my stepdad. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Obviously, if anything does come back from any local authorities in regards, you know, we can't find records under that name or whatever, you know, we'll be able to come back to yourself and grab any additional names if need be. But I'll put your stepdad's that name down for now.
My mum's called Lorraine Johnston.
Yep, Lorraine Johnston. And your stepdad's name?
It's Gary Purcell.
Say that again, sorry.
Gary Purcell.
Okay, and how am I spelling that surname, please?
P-U-R.
P-U-R.
C-double-L. E-double-L, sorry. Purcell.
Purcell, okay, perfect. Okay, and what is the name of your doctor's that you're registered at, please?
Lonehead Medical Practice.
What was the first bit, sorry, I only got head of that sentence, sorry.
Oh, sorry, it's Lone, L-O-A-N, Lonehead.
Is that on George Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yep, got that one. Perfect. And would you potentially remember the an address that you lived in before being placed in care? It is okay if you don't remember the full address, but potentially a town that you lived in?
Yeah, it's Lonehead again. I've been here all my life. But do you need the address?
If you remember it, that would be great. If not, that's completely fine.
Yeah, it's 32.
Yep.
And it's Paradykes, P-A-R-A-D-Y-K-E-S, Paradykes Avenue.
Sorry, P-A-R-A-D-Y-K-E-S. Paradykes Avenue. Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Okay, and just so I can obviously dive deeper into your application, I just need to figure out, have you ever received any relevant payments in regards to criminal injuries compensation authorities for obviously your time and care? So have you took anyone to court civilly?
No. Did you hear me?
Hello, sorry, Stephen, are you there?
Hi, did you hear that?
Yeah, no, I didn't, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I said no, none.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah.
Okay, with your convictions, have you ever spent 5 or more years in prison?
No.
What was that answer, sorry, sir?
No, sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for let me in with all them details there. That's perfect. Just building your client file up in our system. Stephen, I do appreciate that, you know, discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you do need a break or any further explanation, support, anything like that, or you'd prefer to continue at another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, well.
During the point of this call, I'll be going through and advising you, you know, how the Scottish Reader scheme works and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also advise you on how INS Law will represent you and how we work as a firm. I'll also discuss the funding and fees that are attached to ourselves throughout the process. And if you are comfortable with it today, I'll just obviously go through your care settings with you and just grab a brief statement of yourself in regards to a kind of like a summary of what, you know, what the events and what, you know, may have happened to yourself. And then I'll be able to send these forms out to you via email, and you can electronically sign these forms and they'll come straight back to myself. And once I've got all signatures on the documents, I will then send these documents off to the Scottish Government for them to then give us an application number for your case then. Okay.
Okay.
So it is important that you understand all your available options before deciding whether to instruct INS Law to represent you. So when it does come to these options, you have three options that are applicable to yourself. Option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government to assist them with your application. Under the Scottish Government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your case. INS Law does not operate under this statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So being option three, if you do decide to instruct INS Law to represent you, you will be choosing private legal representation under the conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Yeah. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, so this does mean that if your application is unsuccessful, then you won't pay anything to ourselves, and if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything as well. Yeah. If your application is successful and you receive a payment from the Scottish Redress Scheme, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, so you will never pay more than the agreed capped percentage. So that exact figure is 19.2%, which is 60% that we'll take from your case, and then obviously VAT on top of that totals 19.2%. Okay, so I do want to make it clear that obviously we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or what type of award the scheme may award you. Okay, but what we can advise is obviously, you know, we'll pour, you know, 110% effort into your case, build the biggest and strongest case that we can to present to the Scottish Government. And what will happen is that a independent panel will review your case. So, you know, you or I don't have to go to court, anything like that. Everything's all done behind closed doors. What we'll do is we'll inform you of when, you know, the panel will be looking at your case and also the conclusion to the decision of your case as well. Once the Scottish Redress Scheme award you with an amount of compensation, there will be a statutory waiver that you will sign. We'll always advise you on you know, each offer that could be made on your case. We'll always advise you on whether, you know, that will be applicable to yourself or not. And what a statutory waiver means is just basically once you have accepted the award from the scheme, you can't then go and take any local authorities linked to your application, into a civil case more so. Okay. Right. You do have a right to cancel, which what that means is obviously if you decide to proceed with ourselves, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for whatever reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately on your case whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So what I'll do is I will send you an email shortly in regards to some ID and proof of address that I just need to grab from yourself, just to, obviously for verification for any money laundering guidelines that we need to meet. Obviously, we have your ID on file then. So I'll send you that email shortly, and also alongside the forms that I'll send you out as well. But yeah, the types of payments, as I've briefly touched over before, with the types of payments, there's a fixed payment of £10,000 that the award can offer, regardless of the severity of the abuse or trauma that you've suffered. But the individually assessed payment that we're going to be going for, which is up to £100,000, that's, as I said, decided by a closed panel, and they'll look into the evidence that we present and see what level of abuse or trauma that you may have suffered and come up with a compensation figure that they feel is applicable to your application. Okay, so as I said, we'll always be here to be here to advise whether that, you know, that offer is fair and you know, whether you're happy to accept it. So we'll be here along from start to finish, you know, throughout the whole process. Okay, right. So what I'm going to do, Stephen, if it is okay with yourself, would you like him to go through and get each care settings from you and you know, a brief statement, if that's something that you'd be happy to do now and today?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, not a problem. All right, Stephen, so could you potentially tell me the name of the first care setting that you was in, please?
Yeah, I was in a foster care.
Foster care, was it?
Aye, when I was 13.
When you were 13, okay. And how long was you in foster care for?
A year.
A year. So what year was that, do you reckon?
2003 till 2004. And then I was in a residential home.
After your foster care, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, with this Scottish Redress scheme, Stephen, they only look at time and care before the 1st of December 2004. So anything that is after 2004, unfortunately, the scheme don't. It's not applicable to the scheme. So what I'll be able to do here is I'll be able to have a look at, obviously, you know, your time in foster care, and obviously get that statement from yourself and see if we're able to assist you. By all means, is that okay?
Yeah, basically, well, see, the foster care did like emotionally abuse me and physically,
yeah.
But it was I got more like a physical abuse in school as well. But obviously, they'll no look into that one, eh?
Yeah, unfortunately, not. I regret to inform you of that. But it's unfortunately out of my hands. Any care setting after the 5th of December 2004, it's not applicable to the scheme.
That's fine. Because I was in residential like summer 2004, but I got fairly like abused quite quick, but no like. It went on for years, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What I can do by all means is I can attach that residential school, and I'll, you know, we'll be able to match the dates with your care records. Once they do come through, and obviously, even if it's, you know, I don't really want to say it, like, but even if it's, you know, minimal. Minimal abuse that you may have suffered, it's still forms of abuse. If you know what I'm saying. So
I was abused through my foster care.
Yeah. Well, okay, then what I'll do is I'll grab the name of that residential school and I'll still take the two statements from yourself, obviously from foster care and your time in the residential school as well. And you know, and then obviously have a look and assess whether this does meet the scheme, which by the obviously the sounds of it will do. And then obviously the least that we can do is, you know, put work into your case, present it, and you know, get all your records back, and we can just go from there then. Okay.
Hi.
So what's the name of that residential school that you were in?
Falkland House School.
What was it, sorry?
Auckland. Auckland House School.
Do you know your parents' name?
I've got my residential.
Okay. And you said that was summer of 2004.
Aye. It was there, is it? I'm just looking at my records, because I've got my records for the social work.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I'm just going to get the proper, see if it's the proper date.
Yeah. That's okay, take the time.
We'll go through the funding and the fees, and then we'll tell some initial information so that the week can help with that.
I can't remember what it's
it does include taking statements of your planning.
Just gone through my email to look for the letter I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's not the problem at all. You take your time to do it.
I understand that the customer experience is now being next to the application can be difficult. So any question is going to be great, or if you need explanation or support, okay, just let me know and take some time ahead. And do you have some other communications for both these that you want to be aware of?
Smart.
So, this is what we just seen, that provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors and historical child abuse in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So, I just want to go through all of the available options for you to find the structure. So, you're able to apply by yourself without a sister, so you do the application and the evidence checking yourself. Or you can instruct the sister who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you, whether you're successful or not.
They can't get into it.